This recording, Vietnam 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old job in a deserted district of the territory. She showed she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stretched. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and flea jacket, picked off her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like lunatic, which made an insanity mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an old joy for a name. Come on was a strong and huge, so it would take some forks to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she shyly gently struck the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxed bath. When Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnostic. Almost immediately, she remembered an effect treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I cannot imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I came to U.S. on November 28, 1989. Who came along with me were 11 people, including my parents, my brother-in-law, my sisters, my nephew, and my niece.